This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, SurreyFarms.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
A is for apple pie. Hello, and welcome to the Edible Alphabet, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. This is our second round through the alphabet, and this time we're going to focus on American classics. What could be a better start than A is for apple pie? Pies have been around since medieval times, when savory and spiced fish or meat would be enveloped in pastry coffins, creating handheld pies. These coffins were generally made from whole wheat flour and lard, so they would have been dense, hard, and not particularly flavorful. But they got the job done, which was to make various proteins easy to eat for working men and women. By the 17th century, France had turned pastry into an art form, leading to a much more delicious pastry crust. Kitchen technology had also improved. Pies could be baked in in-wall ovens instead of an open hearth, which led to faster and more even baking. Various types of baked apple pastries were spreading across Europe, from British apple pie, which was prepared in a deep dish and had a single crust on the top of the pie, to the French tarte à pommes and the German apple tort and apple strudel. The apple pies we think of as being overtly American grew from the early English apple pies, and we begin to see recipes for apple pies in American manuscripts as early as the 18th century. In her book, The American Plate, author Libby O'Connell notes that, like America, an apple pie is a sort of culinary melting pot in that none of the ingredients are actually native to the United States. The butter or lard and wheat would have been introduced to the Americas during the Columbian Exchange in the 15th and 16th centuries. Apple seeds and apple tree cuttings were brought by early colonists to the Jamestown settlement in 1607. But the apples that grew would have been far too bitter to enjoy in a pie. Sugar was also introduced by Europeans, and vanilla, while at least originating in the Americas, is native to South and Central America and the Caribbean. By the 19th century, apple pies were a standard part of American life and culture. Pie baking features in classics such as Louisa May Alcott's Little Men. It wasn't uncommon to eat apple pie for breakfast into the 20th century, but the Great Depression did call for some creativity when apples were in short supply, hence the mock apple pie, where crackers are used in place of apples. Regardless of how you take your slice of apple pie, be it with whipped cream, a la mode, or with a slice of cheddar cheese, it's hard to dispute that it's an American classic. For more, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs, and tune in next time for B is for Bourbon. I'm Ashley Koziak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.